just another email, and maybe my day will finally be over. This is after a calendar committee meeting, a homecoming meeting, a meeting with the student life group. Then your VP needs to meet. Finally, you've met with the president of the university, and you head back to your office. On the way back to your office, you've had numerous sidewalk conversations with students, student athletes, and a faculty member. Inside the building and on the way to your office, you have another 5 or 6 hallway conversations with your staff and with your coaching staff as well. Now, you've just finished that email, and it's finally time to go home. So you grab your phone and your keys, and you make your way towards your car before glancing at your phone and realizing, holy smokes, there's 4 or 5 text messages which you are just now seeing. Yep, your job never ends. You really should head home because you've been at the office since 7:30. It's now 7 p.m. and the second basketball game is about to tip off. You should really go home. Except one of those texts says, a student worker didn't show up and they're supposed to work the shot clock. So you stay and help run the clock. This is the life of a small college or high school director of athletics. In this episode of Vertical View, I will discuss some ideas in finding balance in your life and strengthening your mental health, even in a job which tears at any chance of balance. So if you're ready, I know I am. Let's get vertical. As a former athletics administrator and coach, I know firsthand the battle to find balance within your work and your life. The word balance, as defined in the dictionary, says an even distribution of weight, enabling someone or something to remain upright and steady. Balance is also defined as to keep or put something in a steady position so that it does not fall. After nearly 30 years in the athletics industry, I understand the struggle to find balance in the fast-paced, high-intensity world of athletics. The ideas I'm about to share aren't something you're going to be stunned by. Nope. In fact, each of you likely preaches these ideas to your coaching staffs or the very players you coach. Remember, our goal today is to find balance with work and life and to strengthen our mental health. Years and years ago, as a young student athlete, I searched out people I wanted to learn from, especially those in the sports world. I knew as a college student that I wanted to coach basketball, and one day I wanted to coach coaches, serving them as the director of athletics. Likely, you have or had a similar journey or desire one day for this to come true for you as well. The people I searched out over 30 years ago have become mentors and now have become friends who connect with me by phone, text, or email. They constantly are checking in on me, gauging my stress levels, and finding ways to encourage me. I can and have used my mentors as a sounding board, bouncing ideas off of them, knowing they will be completely honest and real with me. I have come to trust these guys. So when they make hard-to-hear comments, I know I likely need to make some adjustments in my work, and a number of times they would encourage me to stop working and just go home. Because as they would often say, being a dad and being a husband was my most important work. I believe finding mentors is your most important growth tip for the athletic industry, and really, for any industry. I have had several awesome mentors over my career and lifetime. Of those mentors, two or three have become great friends. And these mentors have allowed me the opportunities to watch how they did their jobs as coaches and as ADs. And as well, our friendship awarded me the opportunity to learn how they balance the job and their family. What a great resource it was for me, and what a joy their mentorship continues to be for me. So, finding mentors in your industry is tip number one. These mentors can help you to remain upright and steady in both your work and life. On to tip number two. Find a small group. In my former conference, I was able to meet with a small group of ADs. We'd meet by Zoom once every few weeks or so. Conference Carolinas has some of the elite athletic administrators within the country, and it was my honor to serve alongside these men and women. Our AD small group was a safe place to vent frustrations and to share the adversities of the job. But also, we'd shoot out ideas to the group. We'd break down what worked and what didn't work. It was a place to feel loved, to feel appreciated, and to feel supported too. Being a leader, or in my case, the AD, sometimes meant you felt alone, that you couldn't share everything with your staff, that you had to remain positive even when the things didn't always work, or that the forecast for the future wasn't positive either. So to have this small group was reassuring. It made it feel like you weren't alone. Even in the hard times, someone else knew what you were dealing with and likely understood. I found a small group made me a better leader, a better AD, and it made my soul feel better too. Tip number three, exercise. This one seems like a no-brainer. Yeah, but it's so easy to not exercise. There's always another meeting, another project, one more game, or you need to just go home. But then you need to attend your children's play, their games, or other activities. The list is endless, but exercise is the thing, surrounded by air quotes, that keeps you steady, or in my case, it keeps me sane. I had to schedule a time to get out and pound the pavement. I like to run, or most people call it jog, the local streets. It helped to get it all out of my body. And when I say it all, it's the stuff that just builds up inside of you. The anxiety, the stress, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the things that complicated things, the things that made things simpler. The running or the exercising, it made me feel free from it all. So, tip number three is exercise, exercise, exercise. You see what I did there? Three exercises for tip number three. But do what works for you. My former SID, she likes to walk with her dog. So do that. Some of my staff was into kickboxing. So do that. But you might be a weightlifter, a yoga person, or a power walker. Just do something. Per the Mayo Clinic, exercise improves your mood. Exercise boosts your energy. And exercise promotes better sleep. Our next tip is to take a leave of absence from our regular occupation, usually for the purposes of recreation and or tourism. Yep, you guessed it. Take a vacation. A vacation for most people or industries means that you turn off the email, leave the calendar at the office, and get away, hoping to recharge your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. I found this hard to do. I'd find myself checking emails, taking calls, and solving problems while supposedly being away. Why do we as leaders tell everyone else to drop it all and just go? We say, it'll still be here when you get back. But for us, the leaders, we got to stay connected. So we work while we work to be on vacation. Crazy. So let's practice what we preach. Disconnect. Turn off the phone and the computer. Ask your staff and maybe even your boss to respect your off time. Really take an absence from work. So no email, no social media, and no work texts. Use your vacation time is tip number four. Tip number five. Schedule what is important. As an administrator and as a coach, I know that I scheduled everything out. 30 years ago, I was famous to my players for having every practice scheduled down to the minute. That grew into my AD days. My life was dictated by my calendar and then most recently by my phone, which ran my life. It was constantly vibrating or dinging when it was time for me to go to my next meeting, appointment, or be on the next call. So, we schedule things to keep on task, to not forget, and to help us be successful. What about adding the following to our schedules? All along, we want to find more balance and have better mental health. So, would we schedule life along with our work stuff? Would we put in the time that you want to go home? Dinner time was a big deal in my family, still is. I tried to stick to my schedule so that I would be home by dinner. So I put it into my schedule. Each morning, I scheduled coffee with my spouse. My wife and I started scheduling time in each morning to connect with coffee, conversation, and prayer before I walked out the door. If it's important, add it to the schedule. Other things to add to the schedule or your calendar are reading. Rejuvenate your mind through reading. Yep, I know the NCAA rules manual is an awesome read, but there's so much more out there to read, which will actually re-energize your brain and your heart. We've already talked about exercise, schedule it. Playtime with the kids, schedule it. Social times with friends or your friend group, schedule it. Dates with your spouse. My wife and I schedule day-long or two-day-long dates once a month. This gave us a reset moment every 30 days and also added something exciting and fresh to the calendar as well. My good friend, Matt Campbell, the local FCA representative, said it best. You should schedule what you value and what you deem important to you and your success in work and life. Tip number five, schedule it. These tips are not groundbreaking or even new, but they are helpful as each of us searches to find balance and a better mental health going forward. If you desire to have a place to talk things through, maybe even vent a bit, I would be honored if you would use me in this way. I know too well the pressures leaders are under in the workplace, while at the same time I understand the feelings of being left on an island with no one to talk to. If I can be that person for you, please email or call and we can schedule a time to connect and chat. So that's it. 5 tips to help you find balance in your job and in your life. Well, we have reached the end of another episode of Vertical View. If you love Vertical View, please subscribe, rate, and give us reviews on Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcasts. Also, for more information about me, or just to talk, follow me on Twitter at @VE_executive, or email me at cwilliams@theveteam.com. cwilliams@theveteam.com. For now, I'll see you next time on the Vertical View.